The following is a disciples' meeting given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on July 20th, 2012, at the Baltic Summer Vaishnava Festival in Harmony Park, Lithuania.
I want you to understand, first of all, what is the importance of spiritual master.
Žmogus pirma turi suprasti, kokia yra svarba dvasinio mokslo.
Krishna very clearly explains in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, text number 34.
34, Krishna Bhagavad Gita labai aiškiai tai paaiškina.
Tad vidi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninas tatvadarshinaha. Just try to learn the truth by approaching the spiritual master.
Pamėgink sužinoti tiesą, kreipdamasis į dvasinį mokytoją.
Inquire from him submissively.
Nuolankiai jo teiraukis.
Render service unto him.
Atlik tarnystę jam.
The self-realized souls can impart knowledge unto you because they have seen the truth.
Save suvokusios sielos gali duoti tavo žinojimą, nes jos mato tiesą.
So this is not some academic knowledge.
Tai nėra kažkoks paprastas akademinis žinojimas.
This is revealed knowledge. It's mystical.
Tai yra mistinis žinojimas, kuris yra atskleidžiamas.
It's coming down in revelation from the previous acharyas.
Jisai ateina iš praeities acharyų.
You cannot academically understand God.
Akademiškai Dievą suprasti negali.
God is inconceivable to the mundane mind.
Dievas yra nesuprantamas paprastam protui.
But when you purify your intelligence by engaging in devotional service,
bet kada jūs apvalote savo intelektą atsidimo tarnystės dėka,
then the Supreme Lord can be realized.
Tada viešpas gali būti suprastas. Jūs galite suprasti.
So the spiritual master is that channel through which Krishna's mercy is bestowed upon the disciple.
Ir būtent dvasinis mokytas yra ta terpė, per kur ateina Krishnos malonė mokiniui.
He is the connecting link. So Krishna says, guru is required.
Todėl Krishna sako, kad reikalingas guru.
In the Vedic wisdom it is stated, tad vigadartham sa guru meva vigatschet. If you want to know that transcendental science,
jeigu norit suprasti transcendentinį mokslą,
then eva vigatschet, you must go to guru.
Tada jūs turite eiti pas guru.
In Sanskrit, there are different verbal endings.
Sanskritas turi skirtingas galūnės.
This is like there's the word gachati, which means he goes.
Žodis gachati reiškia jisai eina.
Gachanti, they go.
Gachanti, jie eina.
Gachchet, must go.
O gachchet reiškia privalo eiti.
So when this ending is used, it is called vitilin form of the verb.
Būtent šita galūnė šiame posme naudojama.
When this form of the verb is used, it's absolutely compulsory. There's no options.
Tai reiškia, kad nėra jokio pasirinkimo, tai liepiamoji nuosaka, ir žmogus privalo eiti.
So Mundaka Upanishad says there is no option.
Taigi Mundaka Upanishadas sako, nėra kitos opcijos.
The only way you can realize transcendental knowledge is by going to the spiritual master.
Vienintelis būdas, kaip galite gauti transcendentinį žinojimą, tik tai eidamas pas dvasinį mokytoją.
This same point is reconfirmed in the Shvetashvatara Upanishad.
Shvetashvara Upanishad taip pat patvirtina tą patį.
6.23. Yashya deve para bhaktir tata deve tata guru tasyaite katita hiyarta Pakashyante Mahatmanaha. Only unto those souls who have unflinching faith in the words of the Guru and Krishna.
Tik toms sieloms, kurios turi nejudomą tikėjimą į dvasinį mokytoją ir Krishna.
Are all the imports of Vedic knowledge revealed.
Visas dvasinės žinios atsiskleidžia. Vedų dvasinės žinios atsiskleidžia.
So therefore it's very important that one accepts a guru in which you can put full faith. It's very important to find a guru that you can put your full faith in him. That this person is pure. This person will never cheat me.
Šitas žmogus niekada manęs neapgaus.
He has nothing but pure love for me.
Jis neturi nieko kito išskyrus meilę man.
He has no desire to exploit me in any way.
Ir visai netrokšta manęs išnaudoti.
He simply wants to help me out of my suffering condition.
Paprasčiausiai nori man padėti ištrūkti iš mano sunkios.
So we have to find out such a person.
Todėl mes turim surasti tokį žmogų.
And as I quoted in my lecture a few minutes ago,
kaip prieš kelias minutės paskaitoje aš sakiau,
jei mei bhakta jana parato, na mei bhakta shtate janaha. Krishna says, if you are my devotee, you are not my devotee.
Krishna sako, kad jeigu tu tiesiog esi tik tai mano atsidavęs, tai tu nesi mano atsidavęs.
But if you are the devotee of my devotee, then you are my real devotee.
Bet jeigu esi mano atsidavęs, jau atsidavęs, tuomet esi tikras mano atsidavęs.
So try to love the spiritual master.
Taigi, mėginkite mylėti dvasinį mokytoją.
The more, to whatever extent you love your spiritual master,
kokiu lygiu jūs mylite savo dvasinį mokytoją,
to that extent your love for Krishna becomes realized.
Tokiu lygiu jūsų dvasinė meilė Krishnai apsireiškia.
Srila Prabhupada quotes the English saying,
Srila Prabhupada cituoja anglišką posakį,
if you love me, love my dog.
Jeigu mylit mane, mylėkit ir šunį.
So Prabhupada said, the spiritual master, he is God's dog.
Taigi Prabhupada sako, kad dvasinis mokytojas yra Dievo šuo.
That's why he has a dog collar, you see.
Todėl mes turim tokias apykaklės.
So he is God's dog.
Tai reiškia, kad Dievo šuo.
So if you want to love God, then love the dog of God, the spiritual master.
Taigi, jeigu norit mylėti Dievą, mylėkite ir Dievo šunis.
And when God sees that you love the spiritual master,
ir kai Dievas matys, kad jūs mylite dvasinį mokytoją,
then he will bestow all of his mercy upon you. Krishna will bestow the mercy.
Krishna jums duos visą savo malonę.
So that's why it's very important to serve the spiritual master.
Todėl labai svarbu yra tarnauti dvasinį mokytoją.
You can personally serve him.
Galime jam tarnauti asmeniškai.
By doing opening the door or laundry or cooking or you know personal service.
Skalbiant rūbus, gaminant maistą.
But the most important service is to follow his instructions.
Bet pati svarbiausia tarnystė yra vykdyti jo nurodymus.
Because the spiritual master will physically be sometimes with you and physically sometimes not with you.
Nes dvasinis mokytojas fiziškai kartais yra su jumim, o kartais yra išvykęs.
So if you depend on his physical presence for service,
tad jeigu priklausote nuo jo buvimo,
you will feel sometimes disappointed.
Kartais jausitės nusiminę.
But if you understand that serving the order of my spiritual master
bet jeigu suprasite, kad tarnystė dvasinio mokytojo nurodymas
is my perfection,
yra tobulumas.
If you will understand that the spiritual master is present in his instructions,
jeigu suprasite, kad dvasinis mokytojas savo egzistuoja savo nurodymuose,
and you'll embrace those instructions in your heart as your very life and soul,
ir apkabinsite tos jo nurodymus kaip savo gyvenimą ir sielą,
then you never feel you're separated from your guru.
Tuomet niekada nejausitės išskyrimo.
In fact, you'll feel how your Guru Maharaj is living in your heart.
Jūs jausite, kaip jūsų Guru Maharaj gyvena jūsų širdyje.
How you have captured him in your heart. He is your prisoner.
Kaip jis yra pagautas jūsų širdyje. Jis yra jūsų.
You can capture the spiritual master by your love.
Su savo meilė jūs galite pagauti dvasinį mokytoją savo
širdyje. He become your prisoner.
Ir įkalinti jį ten.
So in this way, you have to capture the Guru by your love.
Tokiu būdu su savo meilė turite įkalinti savo dvasinį mokytoją iš savo širdyje.
Spiritual master, he doesn't even think, he thinks he's your servant, that's all.
Dvasinis mokytojas įsigalvoja, kad jis yra jūsų tarnas.
He doesn't think, oh, I am the master and here is my servant.
Jis negalvoja, kad štai esu šeimininkas, o čia mano tarnai.
He thinks, here is the master and I am the servant.
Jis įgalvoja, štai čia jis yra šeimininkas, o aš tai tarnas esu.
Prabhupada told us, he said, you have all been sent to me by my Guru Maharaj.
Šilo Prabhupada mums sakė, kad mes visi jo mokiniai atsisti jo dvasinio mokytojo.
So I see that Prabhupada has sent you all to me.
Lygiai taip pat aš matau, kad Prabhupada man visus jūs atsiuntė.
To engage you in his mission.
That's kad galėčiau jūs panaudoti jo misijoje.
So I'm simply your servant to engage you in serving Prabhupada's mission.
Tad aš paprasčiausiai esu jūsų tarnas, kuris užima jūs tarnystėj Prabhupados misijoje.
So are there any questions?
Tad noriu paklausti, kokių turit klausimų.
Why usually it happens when devotee is meditating on initiation, he gets the initiation and then he stops the service. For example, in our temple, you should do at least half of the year daily service to get the recommendation for initiation. And it very usually happens then when a devotee needs the recommendation for this ceremony, he starts the devotional service, does it every day during half a year, and then as soon as he gets initiation, he disappears. Why does it happen?
Mūsų šventykloje yra tokia tvarka, kad jeigu mokinys nori gauti iniciaciją iš mokytojo, jis turi gauti rekomendaciją, o tam reikia pusę metų kiekvieną dieną kažkokią tai tarnybėlį atlikti.
So there is some requirement to do to get recommended for initiation. You have to do a regular temple service.
Shila Gurudev, I have to translate.
Go ahead. So there is some requirement to do service of the temple to be recommended for initiation. So one may do that, and then as soon as they're initiated, they stop doing the service. So why is that? She wants to know.
Taigi, mokytas pakartoja klausimą, kodėl žmonės gavę iniciaciją nutraukia savo tarnystę.
The answer is very simple.
Sakymas paprastas.
It is called cheating mentality.
Tai vadinama sukčiavimo mentalitetu.
So don't be a cheater.
Taigi nebūkite sukčiai.
You may think, well, I'll smart the temple authorities.
Jūs galite galvoti, štai šitas šventyklos autoritetam.
I'll make a show of being very devoted until I get regular initiation, and then my true colors will come out after I get initiated. I won't go to the temple anymore and do any service.
Padarysiu šau, kad esu didis atsidavęs, padarysiu visiems gerą įspūdį, gausiu rekomendaciją, o paskui pasirodys mano tikrusios.
Don't be a cheater in Krishna consciousness.
Nebūkite sukčius Krishna sąmonėje.
Do you know why I say that?
Kodėl aš taip sakau?
Because Krishna is a bigger, he's the supreme cheater.
Nes Krishna yra didžiausias sukčius.
If you try to cheat Krishna,
jeigu mėginsit jį apgaut,
he will out-cheat you.
Jis jūs apgudraus visie.
So don't try to cheat Krishna.
Tad nemėginkit.
You will lose your spiritual life.
Nes prarasit savo dvasinį gyvenimą.
You will stay caught up in the cycle of birth and death.
Ir toliau liksite gyvimo ir minčių rate.
So don't try to cheat Krishna.
Tad nesukčiaukite.
Be a loyal, surrendered devotee.
Būkite lojalus, atsidavęs.
So, for example, in our Ribi temple, there is such a requirement, half a year of almost daily service. And I'm responsible for the garlands and flowers in our Riga temple. And as soon as I got a child, I gave him birth, it's not possible for me doing the garlands on my own already. So I'm just the responsible person right now. And it's not possible for me to do almost daily service now for during half a year. So it means I have to wait till my son will grow up at least 5 years and doing the daily service for half a year, and only then I can get the recommendation for initiation. Or how does it work?
No, that's up to the local temple. You have to explain your situation to the temple, and it's up to them to recommend you. So they have to see your sincerity and your willingness to do service, and it's really between you and them on that end.
Matot, jis susilaukiasi vaikų ir negali reguliariai atlikti tarnystės ir klausia, kaip jis gali gauti rekomendaciją. Tai mokytis paaiškino, kad jai reikia tarti su vietos.
This is Prabhupada's system. He said, you want to become a disciple, then you need to be recommended by your local temple president. That was Prabhupada's system.
Prabhupada sukūrė tokią sistemą, kad tie žmonės, kurie nori inicijuotis, jie turi gauti rekomendaciją iš vietinės šventyklos.
The temple president is not an impersonal machine. If there are extenuating circumstances that affect your ability to do service, they will certainly take note of that. The main thing is you have to work with them and be sincere, and they will understand your situation.
Šventyklos prezidentas nėra impersonali mašina, jis gali suprasti konkrečią situaciją, reikia tiesiog bendradarbiauti ir tartis kiekvienu atveju.
Any other question?
Kokių dar turit klausimų?
Sakykit, norėčiau palyginus su kitais maharadžais, kodėl mokytas tiek daug skiria vietos, tiek daug klausimam? Nes kiti mokytai tai trumpai, 5-10 minučių. O mokytas iš tikrųjų labai daug dėmesio tam skiria. Kodėl?
The question is, other gurus, when they giving class, they left very little time for questions, and you giving so much time for questions. Why?
Because you have so many questions. How I can leave your questions unanswered?
Kaip galiu neatsakyti jūsų klausimus?
Ne, būna tokių pavyzdžių, kad šiandien debatai žemą mano santykį, sako, aš noriu, sako, jeigu nėra klausimų, nėra bendravimo, sako, aš tarpyčiau lekciją, pasakiau viską, ką maniau dabar, jis nori klausimų, ten buvo nors ir pusvalandis, bet klausimų ten, nu, įsižiūrėjau. Visada taip būna, kad nepalieka laiką, tiesiog nebūna klausimų, gal koksai būtų klausimas, kodėl tų klausimų nekyti.
His questions is, sometimes there is time for questions, but there is no questions. So why there is no questions?
That means no one's paying attention.
Reiškia, kad nėra dėmesio, niekas neskiria dėmesio.
As Krishna orders in the Bhagavad Gita, and you must approach the spiritual master and ask questions. He says that in the Bhagavad Gita.
Bhagavad Gita, Krishna nurodymą, kad žmogus turi kreiptis į dvasinį mokytoją ir užduoti jam klausimus. Tai yra Krishnos nurodymas.
So they must not be very much, their minds may be going somewhere else.
Taigi, žmogaus protas skraidžioja kažkur. Tad ir klausimų nėra.
She had one a minute ago. Anybody else?
Kas dar turi klausimų?
All right. We'll come back to you, but we'll take this a chance. Okay.
If I'm living very far from temple, so what service I can do and how I can get this recommendation?
Well, here's the temple president. Kedarnath has made him the temple president of Kaunas temple, so you have to talk to him. He's a very friendly temple president. Okay.
What I can do that in my city also temple will come. What I can do to start temple in my city?
What city are you from?
Klaipeda.
Oh, Klaipeda. Very good town. There's many, many nice devotees. Talk to Sankirtan Das about them. I very much like your city. I come there once every year. I come to Klaipeda for preaching there. It's a very good place. So you just offer your services to the devotees. Whatever I can do to help make a temple, establish a temple in Klaipeda, please engage me in doing that. So and preach to other people and get them also eager to have a temple in Klaipeda. You can have regular meetings in your home, Namahat program, something like that.
Netgi namie galite rengti reguliarią Namahatos programą ir kviesti žmonės ir įkvėpti juos patruputį atidaryti šventyklą.
There are many people who like chanting Hare Krishna in Klaipeda.
Daug žmonių gie Klaipėdoje Hare Krishna.
So if you can have regular weekly gatherings somewhere, in someone's home or a hall, regular weekly gatherings there. Are they having that already? Already having. Okay. You have to talk to Sankirtan Das about them.
Turit su Sankirtan apie to.
Okay, next question. All right.
Kelios paskaitos iš širdies, taip pat man buvo taip užsiminta, kad reikia pateikinti pirmiau savo materialius nuovis, paskui galima duoti kažką kitiems. Ar tai yra teisinga, ar reikia pirmiausia atsidurti kitiems, ar duoti kitiems, o paskui tenkinti savo.
Čia mokytoje paskaitos?
Ne, čia kitų atsidavusių paskaitos.
Čia festivalė?
Ne.
Ar jūs girdėjot kelias paskaitas, kuriuose buvo teigiama, kad pirmą reikia patenkinti savo materialius norus ir tik tada poreikis ir tada?
Tada galima kažką suteikti kitiems.
Tada galima kažką tai suteikti kitiems. You heard in some lectures that preachers first advised to arrange your own material facilities and only then you can help to others. Or it is opposite like that. You can immediately start to help to others and all your needs will be taken care.
I don't follow the question. Make it simple.
Should one first arrange his own living facilities and then...
A householder has to make a proper arrangement for his wife and children.
Šeimos žmogus turi pasirūpinti savo vaikais ir žmona.
You can't neglect them.
Jų negalima ignoruoti.
That's part of his preaching.
Tai yra dalis jo pamokslavimo.
Do you think maintaining a nice Krishna conscious household is not preaching?
Ar jūs galvojate, kad gražiai išlaikyta šeima nėra pamokslavimas?
You're showing a perfect example to the world of how to have a Krishna conscious family life.
Jūs galite visam pasauliu rodyti tobulą pavyzdį, kaip gyventi Krishna sąmoningą gyvenimą.
Almost everyone in the whole world are their grihasthas. The whole planet of Earth is practically all grihasthas.
Beveik visi planetoje yra šeimos žmonės.
So if you can show how to have a Krishna conscious marriage, Krishna conscious children, then that activity is first class preaching.
Tad jeigu galite parodyti visiems žmonėm, kaip atrodo Krishna sąmoningos vestuvės, kaip Krishna sąmoningi vaikai auginami, tai yra tobulas pamokslavimas.
So the householder should have a very nice Krishna conscious household life.
Taigi šeimos žmogus turi labai gražų Krishna sąmoningą
šeimą. And then he and his wife should work as a team preaching Krishna conscious.
Ir jie su žmona turi dirbti kaip komanda, kuri pamokslauja.
The children can also help.
Vaikai irgi gali padėti.
So it's very important. You can't just neglect your family, your grihastha duties and go out preaching. You can't do that.
Negalite ignoruoti savo šeimos pareigų ir tiesiog keliauti pamokslauti.
You're setting a bad example.
Tada bus blogas pavyzdys.
But take very nice, make sure your wife is very happy in Krishna consciousness, your children are very nicely situated. And then if you preach, you'll have 10 times more potency.
Pasirūpinkite, kad jūsų žmona būtų laiminga Krishna sąmonėje, kad jūsų vaikais būtų pasirūpinta, tada jūsų pamokslavimas bus 10 kartų efektyvesnis.
It's like I'm a married man.
Kaip aš esu vedęs vyras.
I don't neglect my wife.
Aš neignoruoju savo žmonos.
She and I travel and preach together.
Jinai keliauja su manim ir pamokslauja kartu.
And Prabhupada said that a husband and wife, they preach together, they have more potency than sannyasis.
Ir Prabhupada pasakė, kad vyras ir žmona pamokslauja kartu, jie turi daugiau energijos, potencijos negu sannyasi.
He gave the example that Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, he sent some sannyasis to Great Britain to establish Krishna consciousness.
Prabhupada davė pavyzdį, kad Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati siuntė kelis sannyasius į Didžiąją Britaniją pamokslauti.
The sannyasi failed.
Ir jiem nepavyko.
But then he sent three grihastha couples.
Bet tada Prabhupada nusintė tris grihastrų šeimas.
And they succeeded in establishing Krishna consciousness in Britain.
Ir jiem pavyko įtvirtinti Krishna sąmonę Didžiojoje Britanijoje.
So one does not have to neglect one's household life.
Tad žmogui nereikėtų ignoruoti savo šeimos gyvenimą.
One should take very good care of one's wife and one's children and preach from that position.
Žmogus turėtų labai gerai pasirūpinti savo žmona, vaikais ir iš tos padėties pamokslauti.
And then other householders, they will see, oh, this is something practical.
Ir kiti šeimos žmonės matys, o, čia labai praktiška.
I can do it too.
Aš irgi taip galiu daryti.
I can have a happy household life.
Galiu turėti laimingą šeimos gyvenimą.
And I can advance in spiritual consciousness.
Galiu tobulėti Krishna sąmonėje.
If you just leave your wife, you know, struggling how to pay the bills,
juk nepaliktumėte žmonos vienos,
how to support the child,
kuri negalėtų išlaikyti savo vaikų,
you go off traveling and preaching,
ir nekeliautumėte ir nepamokslautumėte,
then what will people think?
Ką žmonės tada galvos?
Krishna consciousness is not practical.
Krishna sąmonė galvos, kad nepraktiška.
So you, the householder, he can show this is a very practical thing.
Taigi, šeimos žmogus gali parodyti, kad tai labai praktiška.
A very happy marriage, nice happy children, and be Krishna conscious and preach.
Labai laiminga šeima, vaikus.
Does that answer your question?
Ar tai atsako?
Okay. All right.
Я часто слышу про то, в каком состоянии должны читать жатву, они говорят, что должны медитировать в этот момент на гуру. Другие говорят, что мы должны просить Кришну о том, чтобы научиться наше сердце. Кто-то говорит еще что-то, что мы должны медитировать на форму или еще. И я хотела попросить, чтобы Шрила Гурудева сказал свое мнение по поводу того, с каким настроением нужно воспевать.
Usually we think that there are different meditations during chanting Hare Krishna mantra. And some say that we should meditate on Gurudeva, or we should meditate on some form of Krishna. And there are different meditations. But Mathuri asks Srila Gurudeva to say what the proper mood while chanting Hare Krishna.
Žmonės kartodami Hare Krishna, įvairius atsidavusi, sako, kad reikėtų medituoti skirtingus dalykus. Vieni sako, kad reikėtų medituoti dvasinį mokytį, kiti, kad tai kažkokia tai Krishnos forma. Koks yra klausimas, kokia yra tinkama meditacija, ką reikėtų sukaupti savo protą. Some people said that while we chanting, we should meditate on Gurudev, some people that we should meditate on Krishna form. But what is the proper mood of chanting and how to proper meditate while chanting?
The proper mood for chanting Hare Krishna, as Prabhupada explains in one letter to Balabi Devi Dasi.
Balabi Devi Dasi laiškė, šita Prabhupada paaiškina.
The proper mood for chanting is to feel the presence of Krishna.
Kad tinkamas Hare Krishna mantros kartojimas yra kada kartoti ir jausti Krishnas buvimą.
And if you can't do that, fix your mind on the sound vibration of Krishna's name.
O jeigu to neišeina daryti, tada reikia koncentruotis į garso vibraciją.
You're meditating on Krishna.
Jūs medituojate į Krishna.
That's the whole meditation. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Tokia yra meditacija.
You're trying to feel how Krishna is present.
Jūs turite mėginti jausti, kaip Krishna yra šalia.
Do you think Krishna is not present?
Galvojat, kad Krishnas nėra čia?
Krishna is present.
Krishna yra čia pat.
But we are so dull, we cannot see Krishna.
Mes tokie buki, kad jo nematom.
We cannot feel how Krishna is present.
Negalime jausti, kaip jis čia yra.
So when you chant, try to soften your heart.
Tad kai kartuojat, mėginkite suminkštinti savo.
Try to feel some love for Krishna.
Mėginkite jausti meilę Krishnai.
How beautiful is Krishna.
Koks jis yra gražus.
How kind is Krishna.
Koks jis maloningas.
How amazing is Krishna.
Koks jis nuostabus.
Try to feel some love for that person.
Mėginkite jausti šitai asmenybei meilę.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. In this way, you have to connect with Krishna. That is japa.
Ir tokiu būdu jūs turite atkurti ryšį su Krishna. Tai reiškia japa.
And that means you're connecting with Guru.
Ir tai reiškia, kad automatiškai jūs ir su
Krishna. Because your Guru has ordered you to connect with Krishna.
Nes Guru jums nurodo turėti ryšį su Krishna.
By connecting with Krishna, you are connecting with Guru automatically.
Ir atlikdamas Guru nurodymą automatiškai, tu turi ryšį ir su Guru.
It works both ways. When you connect with Guru, you're connecting with Krishna. And when you connect with Krishna, you're connecting with Guru. Because he has ordered you to connect with Guru. So in this way, you must always stay connected.
24
hours a day. You must always stay connected with Guru. You must always stay connected with Guru. You must always stay connected with Guru.
Visą laiką turit būti ryšyje su Guru.
And you must always stay connected with Krishna.
Ir visą laiką būti ryšyje su Krishna.
That is perfection.
Tai yra tobulumas.
Questions more? Yes, Angelica, yes.
Aš norėjau paklausti Guru, kad čia man prašau daryti bhakti vrikšą jau ne vieną kartą ir atsiranda kažkokia baimė, nepasitikėjimo ir noriu paprašyti, nu, kad padėtų palaiminį arba padėtų arba pasakytų gal nurodymą kokią.
Devotees asking me to start bhakti vrikšą in Šiauliai. So I don't know, I'm afraid, what I need your orders, what I should do about this issue.
Do it. I want to have, I'd like to make many devotees in your city. So you can help me. I have a desire to make many devotees in your city. So you kindly help me. We want that there should be many more ISKCON devotees in your city. My desire is that every person in your city should become an ISKCON devotee. So you now must help me to fulfill my desire. Okay. All right.
Norėjau paklausti mokytojo, kaip reikia užduoti klausimus, kad negaišintų mokytojo tie klausimai, arba galbūt, kad netgi džiugintų mokytojo. Kokie?
Kokius klausimus užduoti?
Nu kaip užduoti?
Which questions and how to give questions to Gurudev that not waste the time and give pleasure for Gurudev?
If you're always inquiring how you can advance in Krishna consciousness, and how you can advance the Krishna consciousness movement, those questions are the sweetest nectar. If you ask about sense gratification, that's not very satisfying to the spiritual man.
Bet jeigu klausiu, kaip jūs lės tenkinti, tai nelabai patenkinti guru.
Yeah, someone wrote me an email. They said, well, I have one wife. I've been married to her for 10 years. We have 2 children. And without her knowledge, I have married another wife. And she doesn't mind that there's a first wife.
Ir antra žmona neprieštarauja, kad dar yra viena.
But the first wife doesn't know about the second wife.
Bet pirma žmona dar nieko apie tai nežino.
He says, now how can I take shelter of you? That's his question. Those kind of questions are not very satisfying to the guru. He wants to become a disciple and not be duplicitous in his married life, you see.
Žmogus nori būti mokiniu tik tai, kad išspręsti problemas tokias.
So, but if you, so, I think you understand. Yeah. Okay, next question. All right.
А вот в одной лекции по одному Ираджан Сламу говорил о том, что когда мы прямо и служение что-то делаем, то мы должны наслаждаться. А, ну, ведь, как бы, вот, все равно, мне кажется, что, когда ты произносишь это имена, и что ты делаешь как служение Кришне, это и есть, как бы, наслаждение даже. Вот, я даже ловлю себя на мысли, что, вот, например, я что-то делаю, как бы, и, ну, как бы, даже наслаждаюсь где-то, да? Вот как вот здесь, чтобы не было какого-то противоречия, может быть, или как вот это понимать, да, вот такое, какое-то вот, чтобы не было какой-то двойственности,
Buddha, he told us, Niranjan Goswami said in his lecture that when we do some service or chant holy names, we don't have to enjoy. But I feel that when I chant or do something, I enjoy it. I'm enjoying. So how to understand this and how not to be like...
Enjoy.
Yes.
Šiandien Ranžinas Svamis savo paskaitoje minėjo, kad atlikdami atsinimo tarnystę, kad todami šventus vardus, mes neturėtume mėgautis, bet matai čia klausimą, kad ką daryti, kai neatlikdama tą tarnystę labai didžiulį džiaugsmą patirė, kaip netapti to besimėgautojų. Šiandien Ranžinas Svamis told that we should not be enjoyer while we making service and chanting, but she feels very happy and while she chanting and make service, so how not to be enjoyer in this
Now, he doesn't mean you shouldn't enjoy your service. He doesn't mean them. What he means is you should always do it for the pleasure of Krishna. That's what he means. You see, if you try to enjoy it separately from Krishna, that's what he's advising you against.
tai to neturėtumėte daryti.
If you try to enjoy separately from Krishna, then you will not actually enjoy it.
Tad jeigu mėgausitės atskirai nuo Krishnas, nepavyks jums pasimėgauti.
But if you try to do it in such a way that Krishna is pleased,
bet jeigu mėginsite visą tarnystę atlikti taip,
leaving aside your own conception of enjoyment,
ir visiškai nežiūrėdamas į tai, ar tai patenkins jūs ar ne,
doing it for Krishna's enjoyment and only for Krishna's enjoyment,
darysite tik tai dėl to, kad Krishna patenkins,
then you will enjoy 1,000 times more.
Tada tūkstančius kartų daugiau patirsite pasitenkinimą.
Krishna consciousness is not against enjoyment.
Krishna sąmonė nėra prieš pasitenkinimą.
Krishna consciousness means how to give up false enjoyment and experience genuine enjoyment.
Krishna sąmonė reiškia, kaip atmesti paprastą pasitenkinimą ir mėgautis iš tiesų.
So his advice is to give up false enjoyment so you can get the real enjoyment. That's what he's really saying.
Taigi jis patarė jums atmesti materialų pasitenkinimą ir išmokti iš tiesų tenkintis.
He's not telling you to become miserable.
Jis nesako jum tapti liūdnam.
Prabhupada said, chant and be happy. He ordered us, chant and be happy.
Prabhupada nurodė, kartokite ir būkite laimingi.
So it's not wrong to try to be happy.
Taigi nėra būti blogai, kad esate laimingas.
You should try to be happy.
Jūs turite būti laimingi.
But you have to go about it in the right way.
Bet turite išmokti, kaip tai daryti.
By always trying to make your guru happy and always trying to make Krishna happy. That's how you'll be happy.
O jūs būsite laimingas tik tai, jeigu visą laiką stengsitės Krishna padaryti laimingą ir savo guru padaryti laimingą.
Questions more?
Dar klausimų?
Justina.
How to gain more courage?
O lietuviškai?
Drąsos.
Kaip įgyti daugiau drąsos? O kaip angliškai drąsa?
Courage.
How to get more courage?
Courage. If a little child is harassed by a big bully, you know the word bully? A big, mean, nasty person. A little child is harassed, he'll run away completely scared.
Jeigu mažą vaiką išgąsdina koks baisus dėdė, jis pabėga iš karto.
But if he's holding his father's hand,
bet kada mažas vaikas laiko tėčio ranką,
he can chastise that mean, nasty, ugly person.
Jis gali netgi barti šitą blogą dėdę.
So you must always hold on to your Guru Maharaj's lotus feet.
Taigi jūs visą laiką turite laikytis už savo Guru Maharaj lotusinių pėdų.
And then you'll always be fearless.
Ir visą laiką būsite be baimės.
Because you know your Guru is protecting you.
Žinosite, kad jūsų Guru jūs gina.
That's the secret.
Tai yra paslaptis.
The next question, Bhakti Lata Devi Dasi.
Сегодня нашел президент Минского храма. Сказал, что у них есть желание и финансовая возможность пригласить Гуру Махараджа в Минск. Вот в этом году или в следующем году. И как Гуру Махараджа планируется путешествие? Возможно ли?
Today, the president of Minsk Temple approached her and tell them they would like to invite you to Minsk this year or next year. What is your...
What? And they have money also.
And they have money for that also.
All right, so they should send me an email. The temple president should send me an email. We'll see what we can do.
Minsko prezidentas nori mokti pakviesti Minską ir mokytės sako, tik parašo man emailą.
How far is it from Riga?
Kaip toli tai nori?
Minsk.
300 kilometers from...
Not far. 300 kilometers is very close.
300 kilometers tai netoli.
From Vilnius, yes?
No, 200. From Vilnius, 200 kilometers.
Only 200 from Vilnius? Oh, not very far. It's just, how far is the Klaipeda from Vilnius?
300.
It's closer than Klaipeda. But you have to have is crossing the border difficult for visa? Is it Russia?
Belarus.
Or Ukraine, what is it?
Belarus.
Is it easy to enter like it is? Is the same thing as... I just see what the legal requirement is for a U.S. citizen to enter. It might be... Is it easy to cross? I have to find out on the internet. I can find that out. But yeah, they can send me an email. We'll see what we can do to squeeze it in sometime. I would love to come to Minsk.
Дорогой Гуру, да, вчера ты рассказывал чудесную историю с Титаником, когда одни девушки прыгают и не задумываются, то есть он уже тонет, иногда возвращаются, не возвращаются, так вот. Я уже давно с него спрыгнула, я поняла, что там все не настоящее. Я прошу тебя при прибежище в лодке. Бери меня, пожалуйста.
Dear Guru Deva, yesterday you said story about Titanic, and I understand that I don't want to be in this Titanic, and I want to jump to the ship, this boat.
Lifeboat.
Lifeboat. And I ask you to give me the shelter.
Okay, she's telling that yesterday you told this wonderful story about Titanic, which is sinking.
Yeah.
And I was listening to this, and I decided that I don't want to stay on this Titanic, which is sinking.
She wants to jump into the lifeboat?
Yes, and will you accept?
You're welcome. Come on. Come on. You come on my lifeboat, and it's Papa's lifeboat, actually. And you come on our lifeboat, and stay on our lifeboat now. You can take shelter of me, and I will take you back to Krishna.
Матаджи прашо, kad nori gelbimo valti, ir prašo, ar ją priims, ir mokytas sako, prašau, Prabhupada gelbimo valti, visus priims.
You had a question, I know. Yes.
Aš noriu paklausti Maharadžą, dėl religijų tokių įvairių. Tarsi aš buvau krikštyta krikščionė, kai aš pradžiau. Paskui, po kurio laiko jau, visai neseniai, tikrai, praeitais metais atėjau į protestantų bažnyčią, o dabar, prieš kiek laiko, susidomėjo Krišnos sąmonę. Nėra tokia išdavystė tam tikra religinė ir kaip sužinoti, ar aš dabar tikrai esu tame kelyje, kuriam turiu.
Before I changed few churches, and now I am interested in Krishna consciousness, I want to know how to really know if I'm in the real way and if I'm not doing some mistake.
She wants to know if she's practicing it properly. That what it is?
She is afraid if she betrayed.
If what?
She's afraid that maybe she will be betrayed.
Here. Betrayed by who?
By
no, she betrayed other. She betrayed Christianity.
Ah.
She made what?
Okay.
She may fall away.
No. That she go away from Jesus Christ or something. Maybe.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, no problem. Jesus is a Hare Krishna. He went to India and he had Jagannath Darshan and everything. But he was preaching in a special, just like sometimes devotees go undercover for preaching, you know. He was preaching undercover in
Israel.
He's a pure devotee of Krishna, actually. So, in fact, when Jesus comes again, he'll come back as a Hare Krishna devotee. So, Jesus said he is the Son of God.
Isn't it?
So, Krishna says, I am God the Father. So, Krishna is the Father and Jesus is the Son. So, it doesn't matter, you can follow Krishna or follow Jesus, and either way, you're doing the same thing. If you follow Krishna perfectly, you become the perfect Christian. And if you follow Jesus perfectly, you become the perfect Hare Krishna. So there's no contradiction. In fact, Jesus brought me to this movement. I was studying the Bible. How I can achieve that state of consciousness, of that Christ consciousness state of Jesus. How can I achieve that state of consciousness, Christ consciousness? I was praying in the mood of Lord Jesus. And God answered my prayer. He sent Vishnu Jana Swami, one of the Hare Krishna sannyasis, to my town. And I understood that God had answered my prayer. So here I am. You want to be a perfect Christian? I will make you a perfect Christian. I'm a perfect Christian. And if you follow me, you will be a perfect Christian. Okay? All right? Yeah.
В течение двух лет произошло разного, не только хорошего. Иногда вызывало напряжение в теле, однако, когда присутствовало вот это напряжение в теле, также присутствовала внутренняя тишина, которая воспринимала это напряжение. Мог бы Гуру Махарадж, если он что-то знает, рассказать про это? Может, сейчас это пугает?
Step by step.
During the last 2 years, there were different periods of life, and sometimes there were a lot of pressure, tension in my body, and at the same time, very silence inside. So, could you please explain what it was?
Per paskutiniuosius dviejus metus mano gyvenime buvo įvairius periodai, kartais būdavo labai sudėtingi periodai, kada būdavo tyla viduje ir sunku išorėje. For last 2 years, I passed few very hard periods, then it was very hard inside from me and there was completely silence inside. Can you explain me what...
What was inside?
Silent.
Shyness?
Silence.
Silence.
You had violence inside your home?
Silence.
Silence. Violence?
Silence.
Silence and pressure.
Silence and pressure in your heart the last 2 years.
Not last 2 years, few periods of in this last 2 years.
A couple of periods of yes. Silence and
pressure.
And pressure.
Pressure in the body.
Pressure in the body? He couldn't hear him. What does he mean by silence? Deafness?
Говорит, что это тишина, как хорошая вещь, да?
Да.
Это тело было как-то плохо, да?
Да, тело
было. А внутри было хорошо.
А внутри как бы была тишина, которая воспринимала это напряжение, которое, скажем, помогало мне переживать это напряжение.
What does he mean by silence?
Okay, I was asking him clarification, and as I understand it, he was telling that during this period there was many problems with body, but inside there was this peacefulness, nice good
peacefulness.
Feeling, good feeling, yeah, like inner silence, and this good feeling gave like this like strength to overcome this bodily problem.
Mm-hmm. So what's the question?
Well, the question is that he wants to understand what happened. Can you explain why it was like that?
Well, if one feels peacefulness, that means he's becoming detached from bodily consciousness. So, if you want to always feel this wonderful peace within your heart, then you have to always remind yourself, I am not this body.
Visą laiką turite savo priminti, kad nesate šitas kūnas.
I am simply seated in this body as a driver of the body.
Aš paprasčiausiai sėdžiu šiame kūne kaip vairuotojas.
If one has this detachment from the body,
jeigu žmogus turės šitą atsirišimą, neprisirišimą prie kūno,
and understands I have an eternal spiritual nature,
ir supras, kad turi amžiną dvasinę prigimtį,
then he became very peaceful, even though there's so many problems with the body.
Tada jisai bus labai ramus, netgi patirdamas daug kūniškų sunkumų.
It's like I have, my body is very problematic, my hearing is very problematic.
Kaip pavyzdžiui, mokytojo klausa yra labai problematiška.
Right now I have a very loud ringing in both ears. It's going very intense loud ringing in both ears.
Dabar mokytojas girdė ausyse didžiulį ūžesį skambesį.
It's been going on ever for the last 50 years, ever since I was 49 years, I guess. No, 48 years, yeah.
48 metus tai tęsiasi.
So, but I feel great peace within my heart.
Be širdyje mokytojas jaučia pilną ramybę.
Even though the body is making, the ears are making this constant, like crickets chirping in the forest at night, you know. People, a materialist who has this, they go crazy. They just, they can't tolerate it.
Materialistai, jie išprotėtų paprasčiausiai. Negalėtų toleruoti.
They come by Krishna consciousness and say, well, it's not me.
Bet kai tampate Krishna sąmoningą, supranta, tai ne aš.
It's just this thing called the body that's covering the actual me. Not me.
Kūnas, kuris mane dengia.
I actually have perfect ears.
Aš turiu tobulas ausis.
My spiritual body, I have perfect ears.
So, dvasiniam kūnui, aš turiu
perfect everything. So what's this temporary ear disease? It's not a big deal.
Tad kas čia tokios tos laikinos ausų problemos?
Very soon it'll be finished.
Labai greitai mes pabaigsime.
So in this way, if you have Brahman consciousness and understand that you're not your material body,
tad jeigu turite Brahmano sąmonę, suprantate, kad nesate kūnas,
then you become very peaceful.
Tuomet iš karto tampate ramus.
Even if your body is in great difficulty.
Net jeigu kūnas patiria didžiulę sunkumą.
So always realize and remember that you are not your body.
Kad vis laiką reikia suvokti, prisiminti, kad nesame šitas kūnas.
Okay. And next question. I know you had another one. I'm waiting till everyone and that's their first question. And then when it comes to second questions, you're the first one in mind.
Po pirmo klausimo
Now, anybody not asked the first question yet? Would you ask one yet, the first question?
Do they now hear?
Huh?
No.
No, okay, go ahead.
How can one accept the orders of spiritual master as his very life and soul?
Kaip priimti dvasinį mokytojų nurodymus kaip savo gyvenimą ir sielą? How to take spiritual master orders as his life and soul?
How to take the spiritual master's orders your life and soul? You just have to meditate on Prabhupada, that's all. You have to see how Prabhupada lived his life, you see. When he was a young boy, 22-year-old young boy, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur ordered him, you must spread this Krishna consciousness in the English language.
Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati nurodė jam, kad reikia skleisti šitą Krishna sąmonę anglų kalboje kalbančiose šalyse.
He had no idea how he could ever do that.
Ir jis net neįsivaizdavo, kaip tai galim padaryti.
But he always kept that order. Somehow, I don't know how I can do this, but somehow I must do this because Guru Maharaj has ordered me to do this.
Bet jisai visą laiką savo širdyje laikė šitą nurodymą ir galvoja, kad nežinau kaip, bet kažkaip aš turiu vykti savo dvasinį mokytojo nurodymą.
So when your spiritual master orders you, you must spread this Krishna consciousness movement as far as possible in your lifetime, as far and as wide as possible in your lifetime.
Tad jeigu jūsų dvasinis mokytojas jums nurodo pamokslauti, jūs turite pamokslavimą kiek įmanoma plėsti.
You will think, how can I spread this Krishna consciousness movement as far and as wide as possible?
Jūs turite galvoti, kaip aš turiu kiek įmanoma plačiau paskleisti Krishna sąmonę.
But my Guru Maharaj ordered me, I have to spread this Krishna consciousness as far and as wide as possible.
Nes mano Guru Maharajas nurodė man, kad skleisti šitą dvasinį žinojimą kiek įmanoma plačiau.
So you have to remember the story of the illiterate Brahmin.
Taigi turite prisiminti istoriją apie neraštingą Brahmaną.
His spiritual master ordered him, every day you must read 18 chapters of the Bhagavad Gita.
Jam dvasinis mokytojas nurodė kiekvieną dieną perskaityti visą Bhagavad Gita.
The problem was he couldn't read.
Problema ta, kad jis nemokėjo skaityti.
So what to do?
Ką daryti?
Guru Maharaj ordered me to read whole Gita every day. I can't even read one word.
But Guru Maharaj's nurodė, aš net žodžio negaliu neperskaityti.
So he took Bhagavad Gita. It was a manuscript, not the printed version, but hand-copied manuscript. This was 500 years ago. So he was looking through the manuscript. Looking at it, because Guru had ordered him to do. So, everyone made fun of him. Look at this illiterate Brahmin reading the Bhagavad Gita, ha 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 ha.
Pažiūrėk, tas neraštingas brahmanas skaito Bhagavad Gita.
Everyone criticized him and laughed at him. What are you, you foolish person? You're reading Bhagavad Gita, you're illiterate, you're foolish. Why are you doing this?
Tu idiotas, ką tu čia darai?
But he was callous to all their criticism.
Bet jam tai nerūpėjo.
No, my Guru Maharaj ordered me and I must try, even though I'm illiterate, I must try.
Guru Maharaj man nurodė ir turiu bandyti, nors neišeina.
So, Lord Chaitanya, he was doing a tour of South India. And he came to that Ranganath temple where this Brahmin is trying to read the Bhagavad Gita. And he approached him. He said, Brahmin, I have heard you are reading Bhagavad Gita, but you're illiterate. How is that, Brahmana?
Brangus Brahmane, aš girdėjau, kad tu skaitai Bhagavad Gita, nors skaityti nemoki. Kaip taip yra?
He said, yes, I'm illiterate, but what can I do? My Guru Maharaj has ordered me every day I must read 18 chapters.
Brahmane pasiaiškino, taip, aš nemoku skaityti, bet ką galiu padaryti? Guru Maharaj man nurodė, tad aš bandau.
So I'm holding this manuscript in my hand and I'm looking and trying to read it, that's all.
Ir aš žiūriu šitą rankraštį ir bandau skaityti.
But Lord Chaitanya said, Brahmana, I see you're not only trying to read Bhagavad Gita, but I see you're crying also. How is it you're crying, Brahmana? He said, yes, they've made one painting here of Krishna driving the chariot of
Arjuna.
And when I look at this picture and I see how kind is Krishna,
ir kada pamatau šitą paveiksliuką, koks Krishna yra maloningas.
That he's acting as the chariot driver for his devotee.
Kaip jisai yra savo atsidavusio vairuotojas.
I think, oh, how kind is Krishna.
Aš pagalvoju, koks Krishna yra maloningas.
And I just start crying and crying and crying.
Ir tada pradedu tiesiog verkti ir negaliu sustoti.
So Lord Chaitanya hugged him. He said, Brahman, you are the true scholar of Bhagavad Gita. So whatever order you have received, you must be like that Brahmana. And like Srila
Prabhupada.
Even if it seems impossible, you must never let go of the order your spiritual master gave you. I'm ordering you, you must always be enthusiastic in Krishna consciousness. You must always be enthusiastic in Krishna consciousness.
Visą laiką turite būti entuziastinga Krishna sąmonė.
And you must do everything you can to make the whole world Krishna conscious within your lifetime.
Ir turite savo gyvenime padaryti viską, kas įmanoma, kad visas pasaulis taptų Krishna sąmonė.
That's a tall order for a young girl, isn't it?
Ar tai nėra sudėtingas nurodymas jaunai merginai?
But this you must do.
Bet tu tai turi daryti.
So in this way, you must embrace this order as your life and so.
Tokiu būdu turi apkabinti šitą nurodymą kaip savo gyvenimą ir sielą.
And that way your spiritual life will be successful.
Ir tokiu būdu tavo dvasinis gyvenimas bus sėkmingas.
So I think we're planning to end the meeting pretty soon now. Because it's getting toward 9 o'clock. The sun is up, but it's actually getting starting to get late.
Saulė aukštai, bet iš tikrųjų jau yra vėlu.
So if there's any further questions, you can send me an email. Because otherwise we'll go on all night. We'll be here till 4 o'clock in the morning. I know you all have all wonderful questions and I'm so happy to be here answering your questions. But if you have a question, please write it down and send me an email and I will answer it personally. You can even if you can have it translated, or the Google Translator is also there. It does a pretty good job. You can even write me in Russian and I can put it in the Google Translator. You can use a devotee who can translate for you, or you can send it to me in your native language and I can run it through the Google Translator. If simply in English letters you can write what language it's in. Then I can know which Google Translator to use for it. But even if you don't, I can, by trial and error, you know, I can put it in Russian. It's a different type of script. It's pretty easy to see. But between Estonian and Lithuanian, or Latvian, I probably couldn't tell the difference. But I can try, you know. I can run it through each one and see which one translates it properly, then I would know. And then I can send it back to you in your local language. But just bear in mind, Google isn't perfect. But it does a pretty good job. So the best thing is you have no devotee who can translate it for you. But if not, send me in your... You can use the Google Translator. So we'll go ahead and stop here. And I thank you all very much for being my wanting to take shelter of me as your spiritual master. I'm very happy to be your spiritual master on the order of Srila Prabhupada and to dedicate my life to saving you from the cycle of birth and death. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.